Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. The furthest the human eye can see unaided is 2.25 million light years. That is a very long way. Light travels at 300,000 kilometres per second, so in 1 year, light travels a very, 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 very long way. Even the Voyager spacecraft, which left Earth in 1977 and are now in interstellar space outside of our solar system, are less than 24 light hours away. They left 44 years ago, so in another 44 years times 365, that is, in 16,060 years, the Voyagers will have travelled one light year. To traverse the distance from here to the nearest large galaxy would therefore take 16,060 times 2.25 million years, if they continue at the same speed. And what lies there at a distance of 2.25 million light years that our eyes can see? It's the Andromeda Galaxy. This is a galaxy like ours, a spiral galaxy filled with about a trillion stars, and you can see it if you're in a dark enough spot and have a good northern horizon. It looks like a smudge, and is easier to see in binoculars. It's so large that it generally spills over the field of view as seen in a modest amateur telescope. The reason I mention this galaxy now is that on the 15th of December was the anniversary of its first sighting through a telescope by somebody called Simon Marius, and that was back in 1612. Another 300 years later, and the Andromeda Galaxy achieved fame once more for being the target of astronomer Edwin Hubble's sights, after whom was named the Hubble Space Telescope. And why is that significant? Well, because before Edwin Hubble trained his telescope on what was then known as the Andromeda Nebula, there was no proof that any other galaxy existed. And that sighting that Edwin Hubble made occurred in 1924. And the story goes like this. Astronomers thought that all the fuzzy blobs they could see in their telescopes were clouds of gas and dust in our Milky Way galaxy. Nobody knew there was anything outside of our galaxy. Our galaxy was the universe, and that was what my parents were taught at school, or would have been if they'd gone to a school that taught them that sort of thing. And in fact, I remember textbooks when I was at school which mentioned the Andromeda Nebula. But Hubble spotted special blinking stars, so-called Cepheid variables, in fact 36 of them, within the cloud of Andromeda. A discovery by Henrietta Swan Leavitt, something like, I think it was in 1908, and that linked luminosity in the pulsation period of these special stars, and it allowed one to determine the distance to a star that blinks in that particular way. We've all heard of Edwin Hubble, or at least the Hubble Space Telescope, but not many have heard of Henrietta Swan Leavitt, and she was the scientist upon whose work he based his discovery. And we all know why that is. But gender politics aside, it's Christmas. Hubble observed these special blinking stars and used them to determine the distance to the Andromeda cloud, as it was known as, and worked it out that the distance was 900,000 light years. We've since done more accurate measurements and we know that the galaxy is more than 2 million light years away. But even at 900,000 light years, given the size of the cloud, it couldn't possibly reside within the Milky Way. The only conclusion to be made was that the cloud was not a cloud at all, but a separate galaxy. Edwin Hubble's observations became the first critical step in uncovering a much larger, grander universe. And he went on to find many galaxies beyond the Milky Way. Those galaxies in turn allowed him to determine that the universe is expanding. Nowadays, amateur astronomers in their backyards can make similar observations. I often think that the astronomers of even 60 years ago could not dream of what kinds of discoveries are being made now. And with telescopes such as Meerkat and the Square Kilometre Array in the Northern Cape, our children and grandchildren will take for granted knowledge that we cannot even imagine. Thought for the day or the night, when you go to a dark place and see for yourself with the naked eye the fuzzy cigar shape that is the Andromeda Galaxy, first seen through a telescope 500 years ago. For now, this is Ketchel Cook wishing us beautiful dark skies. FMR.